What's up, y'all? This is Will here at Schedule Fly, and this is a bit of a special episode, an exciting one for us here at Schedule Fly. And it's not with a restaurant owner, it's with BJ McAndrews, who, along with his partner Gary Zukowski, founded a mobile banking company called Flyp, FLYP. And BJ's here in Charlotte, in the Charlotte area where I am, and I've gotten to know him over the last few years. He and Gary, phenomenal dudes. They have an incredible mobile bank that they've started. And I think this is the future of banking. And I don't think that's a hard sell. I mean, this is where things are going. And these guys have a ton of passion for what they're doing. They have the right motives, the right intentions. Very much like us, they have a very simple product. And they have great customer service, and they have very authentic intentions with who they're trying to serve and why they're trying to serve them and what they're trying to do to help people. So I was excited to have this opportunity to talk to BJ. Schedule Fly has been introducing Flyp to our customers for the last few weeks, and we'll continue to do that. This is a great opportunity. It's very, very rare for us to find a company that, you know, we believe in and shares the same values and that we think, you know, can help the people that we serve. And so this is a cool opportunity for us and hopefully for all of you, whether you use Schedule Fly or if you don't, if you're in the hospitality community, check this out. Flyp is freaking cool. So if you, you know, think about your bank, wherever you bank now, and just what emotions come to mind, is it exciting? Is it fun? Is it something you know, when you pull out your bank card, you get, you know, kind of like fired up about? You know, probably not. So that's really what Flyp is doing. I mean, they've started out, and they'll have lots of products down the road. But you know, this is a debit card based banking product where, first of all, if you sign up. And BJ will tell you where to go to sign up, but make sure to use this code SCHEDULEFLY. And if you do, and you fund it with $100, you'll get $20 cash back immediately. So easy and simple. But what this is all about is really taking banking forward and making banking more social. And what these guys are doing, which is really cool, is gamification. So as an example, let's say you go into a store and you buy something for $100 and you go out into your car and you open your Flyp app and you spin the Flyp wheel. So they have a Flyp wheel you can spin every time you make a purchase, and you spin that wheel and you get $5 cash back from that $100 purchase, or $20. Or if you're really lucky, you can get up to $110 cash back. So obviously that's not going to happen often, but it does happen. It's part of the process. So it just makes it fun that when you're, you know, when you are using your car, when you are buying things you need and want, you have an opportunity to win some cash back. There's social aspects to this, and great customer service and no fees. So this is, you know, a real simple, clean, easy way to store your money, to stay on budget, you know, not a credit card, so you're not paying interest, you're not paying annual fees. It's a place where you can get paid a couple days early, oftentimes, if you're getting direct deposit, and there's a lot involved here. So I'll let BJ take it from here. I just kind of threw some questions out and let him talk, and he just shares a story of why they're doing Flyp, he and Gary, why they love Flyp. What they're doing now, what they want to do. It's exciting. I'm very thrilled, all of us are here at Schedule Fly, to have this opportunity to share their story and to partner with them and share it with our audience. And any of you that are not in the Schedule Fly community, you know, you're welcome to sign up as well and spread the word. Thank you all for listening. And now that we are getting back into a normal school routine around my house with kids, and I can actually plan a sort of a more normal schedule, we're going to get some restaurant owner interviews coming up soon, so I'm looking forward to that. Y'all are a great audience. Thanks a ton for listening. The code for Flip is ScheduleFly if you sign up. And rate the podcast. I've mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. Take a second. Give us a rating. If you can throw a comment in there, that'd be great too. The more ratings we get, the more natural, more naturally the algorithm will kind of attract people to this podcast. So thank you all. Have a good one and enjoy. See you. All right. So we are live. What's up, y'all? My friend BJ is here with me, and we're in his house, and we're going to talk about his company, Flip. BJ, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is BJ McAndrews. I've lived in Charlotte since 2002. I grew up in New York. Been a career banker. Wells Fargo brought me down here in 2002 to help build out and run a group called Asset-Backed Finance Sales and Trading, and did that until I resigned in, I think it was August 2019, and had the idea for Flip for a long time, and saw a huge opening to kind of shake up the banking industry and serve customers, and jumped into Flip full-time in January 2020.
Tell us about Flip.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I'm a career banker. I've been in banking my whole life and worked for many big banks and worked on a lot of different consumer deals and looked at a lot of different consumer data and just saw for, you know, a long time that the traditional banking model had really become one size fits all. And because of the way banks were, because of the way their technology debt was, but their cost structure was, they were really leaving out a large part of Americans. So if you think of it like a totem pole, they were moving up the totem pole and creating products for wealthier and wealthier people. And the people in the middle of that totem pole and bottom of that totem pole were really losing out, and that's really been exacerbated by the virus and the inflationary environment we're in right now, and it's only going to get worse. So I saw an opportunity to create basically a bank of the future, a bank for middle Americans, and what our goal is to leverage technology to push the boundaries on how every American handles their financial life. And leverage technology to drive down the cost, because costs don't need to be so high and managing your financial life doesn't need to be that hard and it doesn't need to be that confusing. So to really solve that for a large percentage of Americans.
So a bank without branches, a bank that uses technology to keep costs low for the consumer so that you're not charging fees and interest and all that kind of stuff. So what's the product?
Yeah. So when, you know, if you look at the, if you look at banks, big banks or traditional banks in general, and you really track the data, the fees have gone up every year, overdraft fees, maintenance fees, interest rates. So when you really dig in and look at what you're paying a lot of money per year. And there's a lot of people that can't afford that. So there's a lot of people that have essentially been taxed out of that traditional banking system. So what Gary and I, my co-founders, Gary Zukowski, we wanted to come in and leverage technology to offer traditional banking services, but then also really build on that and build the bank of the future. And what's interesting is in the past, you know, not to get too deep into it, but you know, with traditional banking, you could start a bank and go through all the process with the FDIC and all the different bank, you know, banking regulatory entities, or you could buy a bank and get all those, you know, the infrastructure and the pipes you needed. But what's happened now through technology is that you can do something called banking as a service. So you can partner with an established FDIC insured bank to offer banking services. So our FDIC insurance is the same as Wells Fargo, B of A, Citibank, etc. And our initial product is to offer a Visa branded debit card, have a digital wallet, have a spending account. But we knew out of the gate we needed a wow factor. And Gary and I are huge believers in gamification as a delivery mechanism, not just for financial services, but even for financial education and financial literacy. So we have a Visa branded debit card. We're partnered with a bank. Every time you swipe your card, and this is the cool thing, you get a wheel spin. Right. And if you think about debit cards, when people, you know, people get caught up and they just think about credit cards and debit cards and they don't really think what's going on underneath. credit cards have a tremendous fee structure. There's usually, sometimes there's a fee when you sign up. There's an annual fee. There's an interest rate. There's delinquent fees. There's things that can really hurt your credit. So the younger generations have gravitated more towards debit cards. They want a debit card. It keeps them on budget. There's no sign-up fee. There's no credit check. There's no interest rates, maintenance fees, late fees, and they can stay on budget. The problem is a lot of debit cards, if not almost all debit cards out there, because they can't charge those fees, they don't have a rewards program. So when Gary and I set the company up, we wanted to build a debit card program that was aimed at average Americans, but have a rewards program, and not just have any rewards program, have one that has a real wow factor. So this is very cool. So every time you swipe your Flip Visa branded debit card, you get a wheel spin and you win every time. So you spin the wheel, you go to Best Buy and you buy a $500 TV, and you go to the parking lot, put the TV in your car, sit in your car and spin the wheel
on your Flip app.
On the Flip app, you know, and it's flipmoney.com. We're in the Apple store, Google store, Samsung store. You can download us anywhere. But in the app, you spin the wheel and you find out what you win. You could win Flip Coins, which is an in-app currency, which goes towards buying things in the store, buying Flip Ticks, which is a weekly sweepstakes. So we're going to layer in concert tickets and experiences and quests and things that you can do with that in-app currency, Flip Coins. But what's really cool is you can win cash. And it's not just a little cash. It's up to 110% cash back. Now, you won't win that every time. There's different increments of 5 and 10 and 30, all the way up to 100%. But if you win 100% cash back and share it on social media that, hey, I won 100% cash back, we'll pay you that extra 10%. So you could buy that TV, put the TV in your car, go to the app, spin the wheel, and find out that Flip paid for that. There is no one doing that.
No, there's no. Do you have any stories of somebody that's done that?
Yeah, we have a few really cool stories, because we have a live chat feature within our app, which a lot of people don't do because it's too expensive and cumbersome for to do it. But we wanted to. Customer service is at the forefront of everything we do, so we wanted to have that live chat function. So it's amazing how many people are reaching out to us through live chat saying, I just won. I just went and I bought, you know, a birthday present for my son, and I just won cash back. You don't know how much I need that cash back. You don't know how important that is to me. So the gamification aspect of it, a little bit the dopamine, and people love to win. And within the app, we have leaderboards and ticker tapes where people can see, like, oh my God, look at how much that person won. They won, you know, $30 today, or $50 or $60 today. So, It's really building, and it's very cool to see the people circling back to us and saying, wow, this is very cool. No one's doing this, you know, and the cash is important. Every penny counts right now. I mean, especially the people we're going after, middle America, and you know better than anyone with the customers you serve in the hospitality and service space and the restaurant space. Every dollar counts, not just for the employees, for the owners, for everyone. So being able to offer that cash back to people is very cool. And the way we structure that, which is one thing that a lot of people don't, you know, really pay attention to, and Gary and I are so proud of, is we fund that rewards program with our revenue. So we're basically taking revenue that is coming in and sharing it with our customers. So that's something we're super excited about.
Yeah, you guys are making finance fun and social, and, you know, you've got the gamification and you've got the social aspect of it. You're building sort of a tribe, and that's a very different approach that people are accustomed to. So how are you, and we'll talk about, you know, how this relates to Schedulefly, but outside of that, I mean, what are you guys doing to create awareness and spread the word?
Yeah, it's interesting. You talked about the modern. I mean, our thing when we built Flip, we thought there was, and truly believe there is a better way to bank. There's a more modern, there's a more fun, there's a more social way to bank. And what's interesting is when we talk to so many of our current customers, future customers back then, so many people were laying out their digital life, and they're like, look at media, look at music, look at gaming, look at fitness, look at audio. All these companies that are out there, the, you know, Pelotons of the world and the Spotify's of the world and the Strava's and HBO Max and you know, Audible and all these different things that have created a product and service, and they've wrapped it in a social experience.
Hmm.
And then you get over to finance, which is just traditionally a laggard, and you're kind of like, okay, for me, if I look at some of the traditional banks I've been with, I log on to my app, I look at my balance, I check to see if a bill has been paid, maybe I look to see if my payroll has hit, and then I leave, because there's no reason to stay there.
Yeah.
Right? But when you look at all these other sleeves of our digital life, there's this incredible social aspect of what's going on. And we really wanted to build on that. And gamification will be the start of it, with the leaderboards, with the quests, with the gamification, with the winning cash back. But the social is where the puck is going in finance. And there's some companies out there that have scratched the surface, like Venmo or even Robinhood. But it's going to go far, far beyond this. So as far as awareness, your question, we're doing traditional marketing, which would be, you know, finding people on Facebook and Instagram and the traditional channels where we're showing up as people are looking for better ways to bank, digital banks, challenger banks, you know, banks challenging the system, no fee banking. So we're finding people that way. But we're also finding we're doing advertising on college campuses and things like that. But we're seeing a lot of organic word of mouth where people are saying, you know, and we have a great referral program. And so as you're referring people, each person gets $10 in their account, and we run different incentives and different contests for referring people. But what's so inspiring is to see the word of mouth is that, hey, my college roommate signed up, and I just signed up, and I just referred my friend. And you can see all these referrals coming through, and especially with kids going back to college, we're starting to see the college referrals come through. So that organic word of mouth growth is, you know, as a founder, super exciting to see.
Well, you know, because of the audience that you're looking to serve, you know, you and I mean, gosh, we started talking 3 years ago when this was just an idea phase, and it's been wonderful to see that through COVID and everything else, you and Gary have been able to get this thing off the ground and get it going, and a lot of momentum, and you're doing really well. And, you know, it's Schedule Fly. We feel like, you know, gosh, there's just, you know, a couple hundred thousand. I think we have about 250,000 end users that seem to be sort of right in line with the folks that you're trying to serve. And so we've now put a link up and introduced Flip over the last couple of weeks, and we've had a lot of good traction so far, and we'll continue to do that, and we're going to bake that into sort of a permanent place, a permanent home. But talk a little bit about why, you know, I have my thoughts, but why do you think our audience is a good audience for Flip?
Yeah, you're going to have to stop me here, because I'm going to ramble on about this, because I get so excited about it. When we started Flip, we looked at partners and different segments of the community that we would focus on. Hospitality and service was at the top of that list. Because if you look at the people in the hospital, you know, there's 17 million people in the hospitality and lodging, but specifically in restaurants is roughly 12 million, depending on the year you look at. But 12 million people looking in the industry and in the restaurant industry. And, you know, they don't have the greatest benefits. A lot of them are in the industry because they love serving people. They love the energy of restaurants. They love serving people. Maybe they love the food industry, but they don't get the healthcare benefits. They certainly don't get the financial benefits. And there's a lot of other things that they're truly lacking. So they were smack dab in our demographic to create a more modern social way to handle your financial life with no fees, with the debit card program and the rewards program and, you know, It was the perfect fit. So as we started to talk to restaurant owners about offering Flip as an employee benefit, we discovered that our phone started to ring from other restaurant owners. Say, I heard you talk to restaurant XYZ. Could we be included in this? And could we possibly offer this to our employees? And we started to ask the question, why is it important to you? And they're like, well, it's important because we love our employees. We want to offer them better benefits. It's hard hiring people right now. It's hard retaining people right now. And things that are within our suite of our financial services, aside from the gamified rewards program, we're going to layer in a 0% overdraft solution. So if people get tight on cash in between paychecks, and you're a loyal Flip customer, we're going to advance you that money to get you to the next paycheck. We're layering in 2-day early access to your paycheck. So if you get paid on a Friday, you're going to get paid on Wednesday with Flip. The no fee banking, the social mission, the gamified rewards really resonated with the restaurant industry. But where it got super interesting is when we started to talk to Schedulefly guys and said, hey, what if we could integrate within the software with a company that has a social mission like us, that loves their customers as much as we do. And you guys were a little bit of a lighthouse for us. We mentioned talking 3 years ago, and when we would talk about companies that passionately care about their customers, Schedulefly came up in our conversations a lot on conference calls of like, that's a model we want to follow. So when we started to have conversations about integrating with you all, it was super exciting because we knew the end user would get excited about it and need the product. But for all the things you guys stand for and all the, you know, the direction you guys are marching in, kind of, we feel like we're on the same path with you. So it, for a host of reasons, Gary and I are so excited about it.
So you were in banking for a long time. I was in banking for just a few years, right out of college, late 90s, like 2.5-3 years. Realized very early on I was not cut out for that, wasn't cut out for corporate America. But one of the things, I'll never forget it, is I like won this trip or whatever, like a performance trip, and we're out in San Francisco, and I won't say the bank, but this bank executive from a very major national bank is speaking to us, and he starts talking about how much he loves fees. And I remember, I'll just never forget him going, I like fees. I really like fees. And I remember thinking like, that is the opposite of the way I think about like how to serve people. Like, it wasn't like, I love customers. It was, I love fees. Yeah. And you guys have always been like, you know, very much about like so customer centric and so customer focused on trying to create something that is a win for an audience of people that, you know, a lot of the other banks don't really focus on. And I don't ever hear you talking about fees, and you know, a lot of people don't even understand that like when you have to keep $200 in your checking account to avoid a fee, that's a hidden fee. I mean, because if you go below that, you're going to pay a fee, and otherwise you have to keep that money there and not use that money because it's got to stay to avoid fees. And but you guys have been real clean and simple with, you know, trying to not have fees for customers, trying to take great care of customers. You're super, super customer focused, which is, we've been very, very, very careful at Schedulefly over the years. We've entertained different types of like partnership opportunities, and man, it's one thing for the product to be cool, but the culture and the customer focus have to align. And, you know, you guys are really the first ones where we found like, okay, the way they look at customers, the way they look at their audience, the way they want to serve their audience, it just sounds like us, the way we talk about it too. So, I mean, it's really refreshing and really cool and really exciting for us to have somebody that is so customer focused like you guys are.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. There's so many people in our space right now, in the fintech space, that are trying to change the way certain things are done in finance or banking or insurance or big banks. You know, there's so many people that just start bashing big banks, and I kind of look at it from the other side. Big banks were great to me. They taught me about finance. They taught me about the ins and outs of the capital markets and how all those systems work, and they serve a purpose. I mean, they really do serve a purpose to underwrite tremendous amount of business in our country and drive entrepreneurship. But when it comes to the consumer, like when you really look at the trend over the next few years, you know, these fees are not sustainable for a lot of Americans. So as I mentioned that totem pole, they're big banks are going nowhere. They're going to serve a purpose, but you're going to see a dynamic shift. So if you look at the four largest, you know, banks in the U.S., they have about 300 plus million customers. You look at the four largest fintechs, they have about 16-17 million customers. They're going to grab a larger share, and the banks are going to move up, and they're going to create products for wealthier and wealthier people. But when Gary and I stood at that theoretical whiteboard and said, okay, how can we do this with not charging the consumer or charging them the least amount of money possible? That's where we start with every product we design. And the first product was that debit card program with the gamified rewards program. And not many people know this, but when people say, well, you don't charge fees, so how do you make money? So how we make money is through interchange fees. So every time someone gets to that point of sale system and takes their flip card out and swipes it to pay for that Starbucks, we get a fee that's paid by Visa to us. Visa takes a little bit and we take a little bit. So the consumer doesn't get charged at all. So that, you know, our step one is putting our money where our mouth is that we're not charging the consumer. We're not going to do it. And the same thing with the overdraft solution we're going to roll out. How are we not going to charge? We are going to reward customers that use our card. And if you use our card and you stick with us for a period of time and you have direct deposit, we'll advance you the money, 0%. So I think as long as we have that thesis out of the gate, we have that culture, we have that mission, I think that will be our true north of building on that. And again, going back to Schedulefly, I know you guys feel the same way. So it's refreshing that we're kind of marching side by side.
You were telling me a story before we started recording here about meeting with a friend at a local brewery the other night.
Yeah, that was great because it was, you know, I love story. You can sit here and talk about your business all day long and you can throw stats out and you can throw, this is when we were founded and this is why we did it. But, you know, storytelling, stories are what get people engaged, right? Like you think about any TED talk you've seen, someone there, you know, sits there and just throws stats out, you zone out and you're on, you scroll on. Someone tells you a story that you're like, that reminds me of when I was 17 working in a restaurant. And so we went to a local brewery and meeting with a friend. And at the end, you know, I paid and I want to show him the flip card. And flip card's got a cool design to it. And I took it out and handed it to the young woman who was serving our table. And it's like, wow, this is pretty cool card, which first of all, you know, Gary and I designed the card. So it's like, oh, you like it, right? Just the design of it. You know, she's like, oh, I like the weight. I like the numbers are on the back. I like the way they're stacked. And she's like, well, you know, what is flip? And my buddy's like, well, you know, tell her. And I'm a salesperson. So I kind of went into sell mode and, you know, I walked through the mission and I walked through why there don't need to be bank fees and how our gamified rewards program works. And, she was enthralled and she, you know, so I gave her the example. I said, what do you like to spend your money on? She's like, I am a fashion person. And I said, what was your most recent big purchase? She said, I bought a $400 dress for this, you know, date thing, you know, and it's like, you could have gone to the parking lot and spun our wheel and we could have paid for that. And she said, I said, we could have paid 100%. And she didn't believe it. She said, 100% of what? And I said, 100% of the purchase price, 100% of 400. She said, there's got to be a catch. I'm like, there is no catch. We could have paid for it. And she goes, no one does that. I said, I know. And she said, but it's a credit card. And she said, I like debit cards because debit cards keep me on budget and they don't have fees. I said, this is a debit card. And she said, debit cards don't have rewards programs. So right away, I'm in love with her because she is literally espousing everything about our thesis, our mission, everything. Yeah. And so she's like, well, you know, you guys should be focused on the hospitality and service industry because we need this. We don't know. We don't, you know, we're, you know, I don't think people know that there are these options out there. And I hadn't even told her about the overdraft and 2-day early access. And then I told her about and it was great for you guys as well, because I told her about, you know, our integration with Schedulefly. And she's like, I love Schedulefly. And so it was too good to be true. My friend thought that, he accused me of her being a plant. He said, you planted her here to make Flip look good. And I said, I have never met her before in my life, but I'm glad I did. And later that night, I saw her sign up. I mean, we get the notifications, new customers are coming through, and she signed up. So it was just a round tripper. It was a good story.
That's awesome, man. I love that story. Well, so people that listen to this podcast, a lot of them are Schedulefly customers. A lot of them are not Schedulefly customers, which is great. So if you're like, man, this sounds cool. Like, what do you do? How do you go sign up for Flip?
Yeah. Like I said, you go to the Apple store and you can put in you spell Flip FLYP, and just a little bit behind that. And we had said in the beginning, My co-founder and I are big Simon Sinek fans, right? And Simon Sinek always says, if you're going to do something that you're going to be really successful at, you have to start with why. why are you doing it?
Yeah, that's right. So start with why.
You have to start with why. And again, that was a bedrock of starting Flip. So we're kind of choosing names in the beginning. The FLYP was, you know, we are financially liberating people. That is our why, letter Y. And, you know, so that was the name. So you can go to, you can put Flip Banking in, you can put Flip Money in, you go to the Apple store, you go to Samsung, you go to Google, and we'll show up in the store. You just download the app. There are, you know, no branches. We're, again, all about the cost. There's no, I haven't been to a branch in years. So you just go directly to the app and download the app. We have a website you can look at, Flip Money, FLYPMONEY.com. And, you can learn about us. You can learn about our mission. There's some videos there, and we're going to be, you know, building onto all this. I mean, at the end of the day, again, we don't want to look like a bank, sound like a bank, you know, act like a bank. But we're going to be layering in all sorts of other, you know, lending partners, insurance, job boards, NFTs, crypto, and a very cool gamified financial education program. And that's a huge part for us because, you know, you would think that with the access of the internet to more and more people around the world, that financial literacy rates would get better. So people have more access to information. Seems to me it would get better, but our trends are worse because systemically we're not teaching financial education in schools. Mm-hmm. Families aren't teaching it. There's a huge social capital problem. So again, at that theoretical whiteboard, Gary and I said, let's completely come at this from a different angle. And when we came back to gamification, the stats around gamification, the engagement, the stickiness, the retention, how people engage with gamification, you learn better through having something that's more gamified. Look at Duolingo. I mean, the success they have had with engaging people through making learning languages fun, creating streaks, challenging your friends. So gamifying our financial education is going to be a huge part of serving our customers and teaching them, this is how a mortgage works. This is how amortization works. This is how you can get a small business loan to own your own restaurant someday.
Right.
Like, this is how it works. Because I think a huge problem with our financial system is that a lot of the information is locked behind this theoretical, you know, safe, this door. And people don't know how to access it, and they're embarrassed to ask and say, I don't know how that works. Can you tell me? So we want to be a conduit for that. We want to be a delivery mechanism for all that. So we have all the building blocks, but, you know, people can go to the store. They can go to the website. You know, Gary and I are very available. I mean, my email is bj@flipmoney.com, and I get emails from customers all the time. And I love talking to customers. So it's, you know, a very quick way. There's so many different ways to get access to us and learn about Flip.
Anything else you want to wrap about?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think this is a super, super exciting time for this, you know, this generation, for the people that are going to be able to leverage technology to do things so much better.
Yeah.
And finance, again, is that laggard. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see all the different ways you can leverage technology to improve your financial life. And we're pretty early in the adoption of consumers to digital banking. And the COVID virus really accelerated that. People just say, I can do it on my phone. I don't need to go anywhere. I can do it right from my house. So this is just going to continue to accelerate, and the consumer's life is just going to continue to get better. And, you know, a huge part that really needs to get better is people's, you know, pocketbooks and wallets. And I'm excited that, you know, that we're going to be a part of this. I'm excited that Schedulefly is going to be a part of this. And, We're in the really early innings, so it's going to be super fun to watch.
Well, we're thrilled too, man, and appreciate this opportunity very much, and can't wait to, you know, just keep telling people about it. We have it, you know, we have links in there on the mobile and the desktop version now that are sort of highlighted, and we're working on where we're going to put those as a permanent link, and just keep letting people know about it. And We already know you guys have, I mean, you've had a lot of people sign up. You're taking great care of them. Everybody that has is really happy, and, you know, word spreading. So glad to have this opportunity to chat, man, and glad to have the opportunity to partner with you all, and super, super fired up about what you're doing, man.
Yeah, we're super excited. I had someone tell me a long time, I just thought of this. I had someone tell me a long time ago about, you know, hey, every day is election day. And I was like, well, what does that mean? He goes, you get to vote with your dollars and your feet every single day. You get to decide where you're going to spend your money, who you're going to spend your money with. And that really just resonated with me that, like, wow, that's true. And, you know, you have to align yourself with companies that have a moral code like you do.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, Schedulefly. I'm like, I'm a huge cheerleader for Schedulefly. Everywhere I go out and get my pizza on Friday night. And I'm like, who do you use? I use Schedulefly. They care about their customers more than anyone. And, you know, so, you know, we feel the same way. So it's every day's election day.
Love it, man. All right. I think that's a wrap. Thanks,
PJ. All right, man. Thanks for having me.
All righty.
All right.